At the end of the visit of the mediator, all the parties were very happy for they agreed to resume the peace talk. But to date, people were very surprised to see the call from the government to hold the election on the 21st July, which is very surprising. And this might be the escalation of the conflict. And this is the worst message sent to the people, to the facilitator, and to the other parties as well.
Does that mean that this is going to be a stumbling block or is going to prevent the peace negotiations from going on to resolve the problems before the elections?
Actually, the communique from the government was issued in the afternoon after the peace talk resumed. So, many parties in the peace talks were not informed of the same at this time. So this might be the cause of escalation, and this might even block parties from moving ahead.
What are Burundians saying, those who are opposed to President Nkurunziza's re-election? What are they saying when you heard this news that the government wants the election to go on despite the peace talks?
This message is a message of an additional electoral forcing, as it was the case for the legislative and the municipal elections they held on 29 June. So this is this to say that the government does not want to listen to other parties, and the same being the cause of the conflict, the cause of the crisis. So this is a message that might say that the government is in bad faith of talking with other parties.
Does that mean that opposition groups and civil society groups who were very happy with the talks might refuse to join the talks again?
This is the probability that the other parties, the opposition and the civil society as well, might not come again to the peace talks since the government decided to force. And this was not the advice from the mediator. The mediator insistently advised the government and the other stakeholders to hold the election on 13 July, which might have be or give enough time for consultation and a chance for the talks.
Now, but the government argues that the constitution must be respected because elections should be held soon. Otherwise, the constitutional requirement will be missed.
Now, people don't expect much or don't focus on the institutional or constitutional void likely to happen. What amounts more is peace for Burundi, is that people of Burundi understand each other, and Pierre Nkurunziza removes his candidacy. And this means that what amounts for the people is to hear the good news from Nkurunziza that he abandons his project. So saying or having the pretext that this might go beyond the deadlines, this is a pretext, and this should not apply in the case of Burundi, because if he does so, it will be a forcing which will be vigorously combated by other parties.
Have you spoken to other opposition groups about this latest, you know, directive by the government?
I was saying that this communique was issued in the afternoon after parties were in the sessions. So many have not had enough time to consult yet. So at the time when they could consult, they will come up with a common position regarding what they should do regarding this position of the government.